So pleased to welcome Thomas Rhett to the radio. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Dave. How are you this morning, man?
You know, we're doing all right. I was going through the list of your tour dates, and man, you're going to be busy with stops across Canada, then you're headed overseas. Do you have the specifics of all your travel arrangements?
Man, I'm taking it one day at a time, to be honest with you. I think sometimes if I look at my calendar too far in advance, I'm like, how in the world am I going to survive this year? So right now, Canada is at the forefront of my mind, and you know, we haven't been there since 2019, so we are more than ready to get up there.
Maybe it's just me, not you, but I've got Life BK, which is before kids, and Life AK, which is after kids. And when I was traveling BK, things were okay, but AK, I find myself always forgetting something. Do you have some help when it comes to packing your stuff?
Man, I literally, 2 days ago, I was like, God, I need to start packing for Canada. And here we are, still not put one thing in a suitcase. Which usually means I'm going to pack a pair of underwear and a jacket and go to Target or something when I get up there and buy the rest of it. So I used to be a good packer, man, but like it's now, like with four kids and, you know, rehearsal and getting up to Canada, like I'm just, my brain is just like, I know that we're going to be in Canada. I know we're going to play the shows. Much past that, I have no idea what's happening.
I know BK, when I went out on the road, boy, I tell you, it was a different time. AK, though, I find myself just loving the idea that I can nap in peace and quiet without the family around. Anything that you'd like to say on that front?
I mean, I would like to say that I agree with you. Like literally, after our show in Winnipeg, our show after Winnipeg is going to be in London, Ontario. And like, you know, my whole band and crew are flying from Winnipeg to Toronto, and I chose to ride the bus, which is a 24-hour bus ride, because I don't know the next time that I'm going to get 24 hours by myself again for the next 18 years of life. So if that tells you anything of where I'm at in my life, that's a pretty solid statement. So,
you know, kidding aside, you can tell just in the things you do and the mannerisms you have how much and how important your family is to you. Does it change you a lot, not in only the artist that you are, but the performer that you are as well?
Dude, 100%. I mean, how could it not? You know what I mean? Like, my kids and my wife truly are the centerpiece of what makes me tick, you know? And so I feel like every year our show changes a little bit. You know, like I've noticed that a lot of the time when I look out into the crowd, we have a very, very diverse crowd as far as age. You know, like I've seen moms in the crowd with a one-year-old, you know, attached to their backs, and I've seen 80-year-old married couples in the room. And so, you know, I kind of look at the 5-year-olds and the 7-year-olds just like my kids, and I'm like, man, would I say this in front of my kids? Would I sing this in front of my kids? And so, you know, every year that my kids get older, my show definitely changes just for the sake of, like, you know, what would my kids want to see? You know, and so they definitely have a huge impact on the way that I live my life, for sure. But also the songs that I sing, the words that I say, and kind of the tone in which I say them. And so in many aspects of life, they have a huge say in what I do. So
now this is the point where you should probably give the shout out to your wife, who is going to be taking care of the kids while you're away. And maybe that's how we bring in the new single, Angels Don't Always Have Wings.
Dude, no doubt, man. No doubt. Yeah, this is going to be the longest, I think, I've been away from my wife longer than 3 weeks, but I've never been away from my kids longer than 3 weeks. And so I'm coming home for Valentine's Day. But then other than that, you know, I won't see them until the end of this tour. So it's kind of freaky. You know, I've gotten so used to being at home, you know, during this off time and getting into that rhythm of taking the kids to school and picking them up from school and taking them to basketball practice and the horse lessons and you know, to be gone for 3 weeks will be a challenge for sure. But my wife is going to crush this. Like, she thrives in these scenarios. And so, you know, when you're talking about, you know, maybe angels don't always have wings, like, my wife is the epitome of that person for me. And it's really just kind of where the song stemmed from. I'm just looking at the last 10 years of how much I've been gone and, you know, all the things that I have gotten to do and done some with her and some without her. Like, she just handled this whole career with such grace and truly is my rock. And that's really where this song stemmed from in the first place.
And is that where it started? Like, to me, again, there's so many places that I'm transported by it. Of course, I think about the healthcare workers and everything that they did over COVID and the truck drivers that us the stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, 100%. Like, I think that's why I love this song so much, because I know who I'm singing it to, and I know where the inspiration of the song came from. But you really can relate it to anyone or anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're talking about healthcare workers, truck drivers, like people that make stuff happen and do it out of the goodness of their heart and really don't ask for a whole lot in return. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you look at those people and you go, are you really human or are you part angel, you know? And so I think this song kind of universally, everyone's got that one or two people in their lives that kind of are their rock and are their angel and kind of have stuck with them through thick and thin. And so I think there's a lot of people that can find themselves in this song, which is why I think it's so impactful and so powerful.
Absolutely. You couldn't have said it any better. And we can't wait to hear that, as well as what you've got up your sleeve when you come to town with the Bring the Bar to You tour. We're pretty excited about it.
That's right.
What are fans going to see when they come to the show?
Well, we haven't been there since 2019. You know, I mean, I've put out two records since 2019. So there's a lot of music that our dear Canadian fans have never heard before. And also to get to bring this tour up there with Jordan Davis, who is one of my favorite artists, and Cameron Marlowe, who is one of my new favorite artists. It's just going to be a blast. It's just going to be a night of camaraderie. I hope a lot of new friendships are made at this show. And you're just going to hear basically three straight hours of songs that you know, and maybe some songs that you don't, that you walk away going, I can't wait for that song to be released. And so we got some tricks up our sleeves and have really, you know, dedicated this tour to our Canadian fans. So it's going to be such a blast, being up there for these next 3 weeks.
Now, I don't want to be presumptive and say that we can influence your playlist at all, but I'm just going to tell you, when we hear Buy Dirt from Jordan and then you bring on T-shirt, the place is going to come down.
Dude, when Jordan plays Buy Dirt, I'm going to bring the place down. That is, like, literally one of my favorite songs of the last decade. But yeah, man, just between us three, like, I just think it's going to be a big night full of memories for a lot of people, especially for us. Like, we cannot wait to do this together. We can't wait to get to hang out during the day and get to play these shows at night. It's just going to be such a great time.
Thomas Redd, our special guest co-host on this Monday morning. Thank you so much, sir. Can't wait to see you and the Bring the Bar to You tour, along with Jordan Davis and Cameron Marlowe, Thursday, February 16th at Sastel Center. Thomas, it's going to be a great night. You can find out more details on tickets and showtime and all that fun stuff at cjwwradio.com.